Welcome to another episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prohorov. And how are you doing today? Like, really, how are you doing? For many of us, we are going through so many ups and downs. I know you understand that this year has been a challenge. But I also want to say, first of all, before I jump into today's topic, that we all have an opportunity to choose how we react to it. Because there's that saying, which is completely true. It's not what happens to us. It's what we do with what happens. So for many people, you hear this across, you know, the masses of complaints. Why is this happening? How is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And it's the victim mindset. We talked about this before. But in that victim mindset, we choose to stop growing. So many times we've chosen to stop growing. And so where are you today in your mind? Look, crap could be happening. You could be dealing with struggles and stresses and fears and unknowns and all of this that's going on in our world today. We don't even know what the next year is going to bring or the next 5 year, 10 years are going to bring. So what good is it to simmer in this moment, think this is the worst thing that can happen right now, and feel and act like a victim? It does nothing for us. So if you're tired of being beaten down, if you're tired of allowing the challenges to overcome you, your mindset, the way you feel, your moods, the way you act, how you show up, then this message today is for you. This message today is for those of you who are wanting something different. Look, in times like these, the challenging times, and this is just an example because it is really, this year of 2020 is hitting everybody, where life always happens during life. We all have our good and bad times, right? So this is just an example because this just hits the entire world. So we all are in the same place at the same time, feeling very similar feelings of fears and doubts and unknowns. So in effect, that is probably the best of it because we all can relate with what's going on right now. We all can relate that this is something we don't even understand. How do we process this? What is the next few years going to look like? And how long is this going to take? And how many times are we going to go up and down in the challenges of this year? Look, there's no guarantees in life. Life never gave us a guarantee. So when we sit and complain that this is not the way it was supposed to go, who told you that was the way it was supposed to go? Right? We make assumptions and we make plans and then we assume that's the way it's supposed to go. Nobody gave us that guarantee. And for a lot of us, we've been conditioned to believe that this is the way it's supposed to happen. It's really not. It's supposed to happen the way it's supposed to happen. We can do something with what's happening, or we could choose to say, it's not fair, and do nothing. And doing nothing doesn't do anything for us. So many of us are staying stressed out, staying complacent in the challenges that are in today. But it's a good example for your life. It's a good example. As I know for me, I look forward and I think, okay, how I respond now is going to define my identity. It's going to define who I am and how I show up. And since I'm out here teaching the struggles to work through, whether that's through weight loss, whether it's through mindset, whether it's through our program, the Superstar Elite, whether it's whatever I am talking about in these podcasts and my blog. The fact of the matter is that I preach about pushing yourself, getting out of it, stop complaining, make yourself better. You are stronger than your excuses. All of these cliches, you know, for lack of a better description, are being so regurgitated over the years, but what are we really doing with it? Like, consider the fact, what are you doing with the challenge? Most people, I'm going to tell you, most people, what they're doing is complaining and hiding and saying, you know what? I'm going to wait on my goals. I'm going to wait on my dreams. I'm going to wait on my life because this is happening around me. So when this is happening around me, I'm going to be weak. When this is happening around me, I'm going to quit because that's the type of person I feel comfortable in. Now, I know for me, this is not okay. This is completely unacceptable. And when I get into that mindset, which you will, we all do, it's up to us to make the decision on how we act next, what we do with that feeling. And listen, that feeling's a freaking feeling. It's an emotion. It is not defining you. It has no control over you. It has no power over you. It is not in your genetics. It doesn't pay your mortgage. It's a freaking feeling. We have thoughts, we have feelings, we have emotions. Guess what? We all do. The entire world has thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So you're not unique in that. I'm not unique in that. None of us are. But how we can choose to be unique is what we do with that. So my point today is the fact that I'm hearing so many people that are so overwhelmed with life, they just can't get it together. They're living in this, just the shell of fear, and they truly just get completely paralyzed in that fear. And that paralyzed fear allows them the excuse of doing nothing. So how are we going to feel if we sit here in 2020 and we do nothing? This has gone on throughout the year. Who knows how much longer all these challenges are going to continue? But that is not the issue. The issue is, how are you showing up? Are you proud of the version of you that's showing up right now? Or do you know that you can do better? Now look, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming that you're someone who gives a crap, because most people would say, you're just annoying, and they're going to shut this off because it's been said, right? It's been said how many times, you know, the strong will survive. Those that really want it will continue to push forward. It's consistency. It's showing up and getting the job done, irregardless of how you feel. I mean, Nike even made it with just do it. Just freaking do the thing. You can look at it. You can decide, well, is it pretty? How much is it going to be challenging? I don't know. Is it going to be a struggle? Or you can just do it, right? And I've always kind of joked that I'm a doer. I actually do things before I think. So it's not always a good plan. So I'm truly grateful of having that within my, you know, my genetics, my whatever. If I've learned that from, I think it was just the way I was brought up in life, but it's our conditions that create certain, you know, just certain habits that we have and certain just mindset and focus. But then there's ones that we can change and shift, right? I mean, genetically, we all have, you know, what we look like, how tall we are. You know, we don't have any control over that. But all of the conditions that we have inside of us are to our control. We must look at them and ask, am I happy with the way I'm responding to life? Am I happy the way I'm showing up? Am I happy the way I'm getting things done or not getting things done? And if I'm not happy, what can I do about it? If I'm happy about it, how is that changing me? And what do I need to keep doing so that it continues to build? Look, life is not happening to us. It's happening for us, whether that be something good or not so good, right? We can look at it and we could decide what we're going to do with that. Now, that is something we all understand. We all get this, right? It's not like you've never heard this before. But I want to ask you something. Inside of this year, what would you say if somebody was just to watch you, how you're showing up through 2020, how would they describe you? Like if they're going to write this biography of how you handled 2020, what are they going to say about you? Are they going to say you persevered? And yes, you felt the challenges. Yes, you felt the struggles. You're a human being, but you still stood up and decided that you were not going to just lay down and give up. Or are they going to say, well, you know, they felt it. They were really struggling and they were challenged. And so this happened and that happened and they just decided to wait. Which version of your story do you want to be told about you? And it's not too late to get on board if you haven't been doing anything, but you have to do something. So many people that I hear from are just stuck in this stagnant way of thinking. And you know what? After a while, it sounds like that. You remember the Charlie Brown movie, wow, 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 when the adults would talk? That's what I hear after a while, because in my head, I've conditioned my head, my brain. When I start whining, I just hear like this, wah, wah, this complaining, annoying sound. And I actually tell myself to just shut up. I do. It's like, just knock it off. I could say another couple. I probably think other choice words at times. But the fact of it is that that is not helping me in any way. And in that moment, I feel worse. Think about it. When you get into that frenzy of the worry and the emotion and the fears, how good does that feel? It don't feel good at all. It does not feel good at all. There you go, Kathy. You could speak English properly. I can't stand that because I've taught myself that is unacceptable to you, Kathy. You are not the type of person who whines and moans about what's happening. You step up, you assess the situation, and you go and get it done. Do I break down? Of course I do. Do I have bad days? Of course I do. Do I fail and get frustrated and completely lose control of things? Of course I do. We are all human beings. Nobody has it any better. That person might have had better opportunities, or they might have been born into a family with more things, or whatever. It doesn't matter. We all have the ability to do more wherever we are. And if you are not embracing, number one, this is the first step, embracing the good things in your life, even though, and that's such a crap thing, even though crap is going on around you. If you can't just embrace that there are things that you should and just feel so grateful, overwhelmed and grateful in, then you don't understand how much you have going for you. Number one, if you woke up this morning, that's awesome. You're alive. If you can breathe on your own, that's awesome. If you can move all of your limbs, you can get around, you have so many things to be grateful for. There are going to be problems. Yes, there's people that have issues. Maybe they hurt their leg, or maybe they don't have a leg. They're missing a leg. There are issues in this life. And you know what? You typically will see those people with less doing more because they understand what it means to persevere through a challenge. So many of us are so spoiled in our lives that we think, oh, this is hard. 2020, I got to be quarantined. That is not hard. Yeah, it hits our families. Yes, people are getting sick, and that's a scary fact. So if that's what's hard about staying safe and healthy, I don't know what to say, right? But so many people are complaining about that. I understand that work is different too, because we might have been laid off or lost our job or not be able to go to work because of this year. Lost businesses. I get it. There's crap happening. But that's nothing different than anything in history. Go through the history books and look back in history at all the times when things went bad. Like, we don't even understand some of those times that things were bad, right? Famines across the world, like, people were starving. I mean, I know there are people starving here. Yet, so if you have food on your table, you are fortunate. So many of us get lost. This is step one. If you hear nothing else from this episode, it's just to freaking be grateful when you feel lack, when you feel, oh, this is so unfair. When you think this is happening to me and why is this happening to me, step up and give thanks that you have what you have, because you have more than you are even giving credit to. And I find myself falling to this, and I have to stop and say, shame on you, Kathy. Figure out that you are blessed. You have so much to be grateful for. These little challenges and struggles, even if they're big, they don't define you. And if they don't make you feel good because you're just focusing in on them and staring at them and thinking about them and worrying about them, if it doesn't make you feel good, why are you choosing to live in them? Think about that. For me, and that my best example of this is in my anxiety days, when I was so anxious with anxiety and panic attacks, and I just kept falling into it. And I thought, why are they happening more and more and more and more and more? I can't control them. I'm out of control. And until I decided, why are you staying in it? Why are you looking at it? Like, if you have the TV on, right, you're watching a movie and it's a horror movie. I know for me, I used to like those when I was a teenager. I can't stand them now. It's a horror movie and you don't want to watch a horror movie, but you keep watching it because you're just looking at it and you just focusing on it and you feel terrible and you hate it, why would you keep watching it? Why not freaking change the channel? But yet we sit there and we think, this is so bad. And for some, in some crazy mixed up way, we think we can control it by looking at it more, right? Oh my gosh, this is a problem. I'm going to keep looking at it. I'm going to keep worrying about it. And the more I worry about, the better control I have over it. No, you don't. All you're doing is inviting more of that problem into your life. It's the story that I tell. I know if you've heard this story before, I'm still going to tell it. I was training for a race. I was doing a team, a group race. It wasn't a triathlon, but it was kind of a tri, you know, in another sense, different triathlon type of a race. So we were broken up into three different categories. I mean, we worked as teams, but we did three different events. So all in one, we did trail running as one part of the race. We did kayaking. I love kayaking. I love that. And that was one part. And then the other one was mountain biking. Okay. Now I can ride a bike. I mean, you know, that's fine. I can ride a bike, but mountain biking, there's just a whole different thing about mountain biking, right? The hills, the downhills scare me. And then the rocks. So here it was, I was training with some of the members of our team and a cyclist. You know, he was a mountain biker. Actually, he owned a bike shop. His name was Manny. And, anyway, he offered to take us out into the mountains and kind of just coach us through so that we can, you know, do well in this race. I mean, we wanted to compete together and finish strong. So we're going through the mountains, and here I am, like, really panicking about the downhills. So climbing was no problem. You know, I'm like, yeah, just do it, Kathy. Just jump in and do the challenge. Get up that hill. So that was no big deal. Going downhill, though, I would start to panic, and I'd get into that mindset of, oh, my gosh, I don't have control. Slow down. And the whole time, all I was just looking down, staring at the rocks or any big, you know, debris in the way. If it was a tree, you know, tree trunk or whatever. There was no tree trunks, but you know what I'm saying. Like if there was a branch or something in the middle of the path, I would focus on it. So what kept happening, interestingly so, which is what was happening most to us in our lives, is I would look at this rock coming up ahead. I would see this rock in the distance. I'd be like, oh crap, don't hit that rock. And I'd be looking at the rock and all my focus would be on the rock. And you know what happened? I hit the rock. I'd hit the rock and I'd fall off my bike, scratched up, pissed off, right? Everybody'd have to stop and wait for me to get up, dust myself off. And everybody, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Get on my bike and start again. All right. And this didn't just happen once, guys. This happened like multiple times to the point where I'm now overthinking this, thinking, what is wrong with you? You are not good. Look how terrible of a mountain biker you are. What is your problem? So the more I tried to get a handle of it, the more I stared at those rocks. So now I'm so obsessed with any and every rock in my path. And now I'm hitting rocks like, you know, like it's my job. And I'm falling off my bike. And it was just getting out of hand. And finally, Manny, I mean, they all had patience with me this day. And he turned to me and he says, Kathy, why do you keep hitting the rocks? That, you know, just simple question. And I remember feeling so frustrated with myself. I go, well, I don't know. I just keep looking at them and I'm trying to miss them. He goes, so when you're coming up on a rock, what are you doing? I go, I'm trying to miss it. Like I'm trying. And he goes, where are you looking? I go, at the rock. What do you think I'm looking at? I'm looking at the rock because I'm trying to avoid the rock. I'm looking at it. He goes, so if you're looking at the rock, where are you going to go? And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I had never thought of it that way before. I'm staring at a rock. I'm going to hit the rock. I'm telling myself, go to the rock. So when we tell ourselves, this is all my problems. These are all my problems. I'm struggling. I'm unhappy. Everything's terrible. Why is this happening to me? Guess what we get? We get all of that. And then we get more. And it starts to grow. It's like my panic. I kept getting more. And the more I focus on my anxiety and the more I tried to control my panic, the worse it got. And the more it grew and the bigger it became. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, I have no control. And it just grew and grew and grew into this complete massive attack of me ending up in the ER. Just like me hitting every rock on that path, falling off my bike time and time again. Until Manny said, what are you doing when you come up to a rock? And if you look at the rock, where are you going to go? And I remember, even though as insightful as I thought that was, I was still very annoyed with him because I still didn't believe what he was saying. And I said, where else am I supposed to look if I'm not supposed to look at the rock? He goes, look beyond the rock. Look ahead of the rock. Look anywhere else except the rock. And I thought, well, this is crazy. I remember thinking, this is not going to work. I mean, that's stupid. What a stupid method to use on avoiding the rocks in my way. So it just tells you where my brain was, right? I tell you, I don't have it all together, right? I've been learning and growing as life's gone on. But I thought, oh, whatever. I'm going to try it. I'm going to prove him wrong. How many times have you done that in your life, right? You're like, I'm going to prove them wrong. And so I got back on the bike and start riding again. And here comes another rock. So I took a deep breath and I was like, oh, this is going to be, I don't know how this is going to work. And I looked beyond the rock. I looked ahead of the rock. I didn't worry about the rock. I knew it was there, but I looked around it. I looked in front of it. And I was shocked when I, in my head, thankfully missed the rock. I thought, whoa, that was kind of luck, right? And did it again. Missed the next one. Did it again and again and again. And then it became a game where I start to look ahead of the rock and I'd miss the rock. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is becoming fun. And you know what else I learned? I liked not looking at the rocks. I liked looking ahead because that was more fun. I wasn't worrying. I feel light. I feel happy. And if you've ever studied the law of attraction or how to manifest, things into your life, I know a lot of people can look at it in a negative, like, oh, that's just kind of woo-woo and weird. But I mean, if you do believe in spirituality, if you do believe in something beyond, in the beyond, then it can't be that weird, right? And if it's where we're focusing on is where we're going, then why do we keep going to the places we don't want? Why do we keep focusing on the things we don't want? What if we focus on something else beyond the rock? If I look beyond the rock, maybe I'll end up beyond the rock. If I look beyond, and I'm not saying to stop this year. This could be a misconception. Maybe if you're thinking, well, Kathy's saying just to look beyond 2020 and forget about 2020 and look on, look beyond and just sit here. No, I want you to live as if all the other stuff wasn't happening. Live as if, you're going to get thoughts in your head. You're going to get fears. Don't think that I don't. Like, oh my gosh, this, we have this coming up and I don't know if I'm going to be, and we have all these fears and doubts. And how's this going to work? And how's my work going to work? How's my husband's work going to work? How's my kid's schedule? How's life going to work? How's the whole, city that I live in going to, how's the world going to work? How's travel going to work? Like, it continues to go up and up and up. And there's just more things to worry about. But if we live in that worry, where are we going to go? We're going to go into the abyss of misery and we have no control in the misery. Think about it. We can live in it. We can live in that horror movie, but we have no control of what happens. We are just a victim, falling apart at it, not strengthening, no identity shifts, nothing. We are just becoming less and less of what we want. We're getting further and further away of what we're truly looking to get. So the point of today's, whatever I want to call this rant, is that even if times are tough, especially when times are tough, even if life throws up a curveball and you're like, oh, that's not fair. That wasn't supposed to happen. It's in those times to look beyond that, to look at what really we want to focus on. What, number one, what makes us feel good? So if you don't know where to start, look at all your blessings today. Count the blessings. I know for me, I have to take for granted. Oh, people tell me I should be so happy I woke up breathing. La-di-da. And you know why I would say that is because I woke up every day breathing. Why wasn't I grateful about that? Oh my gosh, I've had how many days? How many years of waking up still breathing? I'm taking that for granted. Shame on you, Kathy. Shame on you for not being so overwhelmed and overjoyed with that. And so I started to take joy in that. I'm alive. And it's this, and I know as we age, we get even more grateful about the things that we've taken for granted as we're younger. But the fact of it is that every day should be the celebration of my life today. I could have things that I'm happy about and probably things that I'm not happy about. And you know what? That's life. Again, there's no guarantees. Nobody came in and gave us a signed paper and says, this is how it's supposed to go. Heck no. But it's a journey, and it's what we do in it. It's what we focus on. And it's where we let our thoughts go. So when your thoughts start to take over and they start to go, oh no, I'm worried about this. Uh-oh, what's going to happen about, you know what? Kind of get amused about that. It's like the rock in the road. All right. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, look at that. There goes your brain again. This is with the thoughts that we all have. I got thoughts, you got thoughts. Chances are we all got the same type of thoughts, right? It's just those that live in it. The ones that are negative, live in the horror stories, live in the rocks in the road. And then those are that are just like, you know what? What else do I want to think about? What else do I want to do? We can't predict what's going to happen. So why worry what this might happen, that might happen? If something's going to happen, pivot. I know we've heard that how many times? Pivot. It always reminds me of the Friends episode where Ross is telling, they were lifting a couch up the stairs and he's yelling, pivot. Look it up on YouTube. It's funny if you like that show. But the point of this is that we don't have any clue what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, next month, next year. But you know what? All we have is today. Count your blessings. Be happy in the fact that you're listening to this message today. Hey, do something today that's going to make a difference. Focus beyond the rocks. Focus on stepping up and being that version of you that you know you are deep down. Stop quitting on yourself. Stop making excuses. Get up, change your habits, change your patterns, and you will have success. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this was valuable to you. And until the next time, have a beautiful rest of your day or night.